You're listening to the podcast, We Are Dallas-Fort Worth. Discover big things and big ideas happening in the Big D.
You know, Plano was just named the happiest city in America, and I see that every day in my program called Volunteers in Plano.
I'm sitting here with Karina Sadler, the Volunteer Resources Supervisor over at the City of Plano. Karina, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So they say that volunteering is the secret weapon of successful, happy people. Do you agree with the statement?
I definitely agree. You know, Plano was just named the happiest city in America, and I see that every day in my program called Volunteers in Plano. Over 10,500 volunteers just at the city of Plano last year.
I saw that. I saw your annual report. I think it was your annual report where as a CVA, which that is a certified volunteer administrator, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. You had activated over 10,000 volunteers in this city, which is a huge success. How did you get started in this profession and how did you make that happen?
Yes, I was born in Plano. I grew up in McKinney, and my earliest memory of volunteerism was actually in middle school volunteering with the McKinney Library. It was an amazing experience, and I never stopped volunteering after that. And then I started at UNT, and they had a great program for nonprofit management and volunteer management, and I kept going. And after graduation, I received this amazing opportunity to work for the city of Plano. And this was a record year for us. So it was our largest engagement in our 36 years as a department.
How do people volunteer with Plano? What is the name of the program and where should they be going to find this program?
So we are Volunteers in Plano. So it's really easy if you Google us, but our direct website is volunteersinplano.org. So we can help filter anybody in that wants to volunteer. You don't have to live in Plano to volunteer. So we can help people find the cause that's important to them and figure out how they can serve the community. And we also have great connections to area nonprofits and other cities that have needs.
So would you say that someone should first start with what they're passionate about and what they love as a way to start their volunteer opportunity?
Definitely. So we have an interview process where we can work with someone who's unsure about where they want to serve and what would be meaningful to them. So we ask questions at first of what's fun for them, what do they enjoy, and also what are things they don't enjoy, because we want to make sure a volunteer experience is positive and they're going to feel great at the end of their shift and it's met that drive, what brought them to volunteering. We also ask about passions that they're interested in, things that they want to learn about. And the first thing a volunteer can do is do some research. What's happening in their community, the causes that they're interested in, who is meeting those needs already, who's a successful organization, and how can they support them?
One big question that comes up with my readers is usually around November and December. Everyone asks me, Becca, where can I go and volunteer? What's going on? And it seems like there's always plenty of opportunities in November and December. How do I tell my readers, my listeners, about the volunteer opportunities that are year-round? Because I imagine that there's an abundance of opportunities and a need for a volunteer in all the other months of the year.
Definitely. You know, you will see the nonprofits during the summer put out calls for, you know, stocking the food pantries, bringing in donations, because the robust donations they receive during the holiday season are dwindling by May and June. So a great resource that's out there, especially for Collin County, is Volunteer McKinney. So that's Collin County's Volunteer Center. That's a great connection to different charities and nonprofits who have year-round needs. So we partner with Volunteer McKinney in order to steer people into those areas.
Okay, so they could go to, can they find that on the volunteerinplano.org site?
They could go right to volunteermckinney.org, and we post our positions there as well. It's a great relationship. Collin County organizations are awesome at collaboration and partnerships, so we work together to make sure that our area needs are met.
Okay, very good. So I know the new senior center, or it's not a new senior center. It's the senior center in Plano has been
Totally renovated.
Renovated. Thank you, Karina. It's totally renovated and it is back open to the public, correct?
Yes. So it's our newly renovated Sam Johnson Recreation Center for adults 50 plus. So we dropped the senior from the name because our 50 and up residents don't see themselves as seniors.
No.
So they are just 50 up and they want to work out. They want to take classes, have a great lunch. And the Sam Johnson Center offers all those things and much more. And it's beautiful inside.
I love it. You know what's really fascinating is my parents loved the 50 plus center and, or I guess it was called the Plano Senior Center back when it originally started. They loved it. Okay. So then they moved to Florida, and in their city, one of the biggest disappointments is that there is no center with just this demographic of like-minded people who have some of the same familiarity with how they grew up. They don't have that. And so instead they've decided to move into independent living. So they've had to make this huge life decision just because the city is sort of missing this part that helps that older community connect. So I'm really fascinated. I don't live too far away from the new 50-plus center. Is that what we're calling it? Or
the Sam Johnson Center.
Sam Johnson Center. Just leave it at Sam Johnson. Okay. So I'm just so excited to see it since I live so close. There's also Live Green in Plano. I hear a lot about Live Green in Plano. What is Live Green in Plano about?
Yeah, so that's part of our sustainability and environmental education department with the city of Plano. Our residents are super interested in sustainability and living green and protecting the environment. They're very passionate. So the Live Green in Plano program is where we receive our largest number of volunteers. That includes our community garden. They grow vegetables, get donated to our food pantries. We also have an environmental education center that does a lot of hands-on teaching to children all the way to seniors about how to garden, how to compost, solar energy, water conservation. They really hit all the really important topics about the environment. And that also includes our community cleanups program. So our residents do not like litter, and they want to keep Plano beautiful. And so the Live Green in Plano team can help them do that by organizing huge litter cleanup events, trying to keep our creeks clean, and really promoting awareness about simple everyday things that our residents can do to help Plano.
So if that's one of the most popular places or organizations, sub-organizations to volunteer, do you have other categories that are in more, I guess you would need more volunteers for, that are just a little less popular?
We have a Love Where You Live program, which is still popular, but always needs more groups of people. So Love Where You Live is a program of neighborhood services. They actually match groups of volunteers to our homeowners that are in need of minor landscape work, exterior repair, you know, fence repair, things like that. So our goal is to help people age in place. We do have an aging population, and many of them need help with their upkeep of their homes. So they're older residents, they might not be able to get to the landscaping or fix a leaning fence. But what Love Where You Live does is pairs them with great groups of volunteers, like our faith organizations, some of our universities, and corporate groups that are able to get in and help those residents stay in their homes and avoid any property issues that might arise from a lack of care. It also teaches them how to maintain their homes so they can stay in them longer and live a great retirement life in Plano. So Love Where You Live is a great program, always looking for more groups that want to lend a hand in our neighborhoods.
That sounds totally fabulous. I love this city. It actually gave me goosebumps to hear about that. That is an amazing program. In fact, I was just talking to my neighbor who had the option to move from Plano to anywhere in the Metroplex, most likely. And I said, well, what about moving to downtown Dallas? And he said, no, as I get older, Plano supports my aging in this community, in this city. So we are going to stay in Plano no matter what. We might change neighborhoods, but we're staying in this town. So that just speaks volumes to what you're doing over there. Hey, Dallasites, it's Becca. And before we return to the podcast, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your local business and your local business marketing. Now, most of us feel this way. We need to be marketing so much more than what we're currently doing. You ever feel that way? But what happens is at the end of each day, you realize you just had too much on your plate and you never got around to conducting your marketing. You're maybe even a little bit overwhelmed on which direction to go to. Should you be on Facebook, LinkedIn, blogging, all of it? But maybe you actually hate writing. I want to give you a hand. I want to help you out. So go to wearedallasfortworth.com/help and I'll get you started. Now back to the podcast. So what is coming up for your department? What is coming up for volunteers in Plano?
So National Volunteer Week is coming up, which is April 7th through the 13th. And April is typically National Volunteer Month. So that's a time where we pause and we're able to have volunteer recognition events, to reach out to our volunteers and really say thank you. Many of them are dedicated. They've been here for many years. They come in every week across the city to do important work. So National Volunteer Weekend Month is special to us. And it's time that we get to have luncheons and dinners and bring gifts and then motivate our volunteers for the coming year. It's also a time where we get to share our success and spread the word.
That's so amazing. You know, I read a report conducted by a Washington, D.C.-based corporation for national and community service, and they revealed that charitable work could literally make your heart grow stronger. And it just sounds like a win-win. Like, we just keep this community amazing. It helps our own physical bodies. Like, that's physical and mental. It's everything all in one. And to be able to reach out and help a neighbor, that's awesome. Is there anything, before we go over to your favorite section, is there anything I forgot to ask you or anything that you want to mention before we transition?
I just want to say, you know, volunteering is a great way for people to get connected to their community. Oftentimes, you know, we're leading busy lives, we're working, raising children, trying to keep in touch with our family and our friends, and things are happening so fast that sometimes we might lose that connection to what's going on in our neighborhoods and in our community. But volunteering is a way to plug back in, find out where the needs are, and really share that spirit that we have here in North Texas.
Yeah, absolutely. We do. That you really nailed it on the head. There's just something special about the spirit of North Texans and what Plano has done here in the community. So thank you so much for sharing all that. Now I need to ask you a little bit more about you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. So what is your favorite hangout in the Dallas Metroplex or Plano?
I love the downtown Plano Arts District. There's always something going on. I love getting to run down and grab a great bite to eat, live music on the weekends, family-friendly events. You never know what's going to be going on downtown Plano.
Yeah, there's always something. We don't live very far from downtown Plano, and it might take us maybe 8 or 10 minutes tops to get there. But sure enough, if it's a Friday, if it's a Saturday, there's something in McCall Plaza. There's some sort of event or live music or dog training, something really cool going on. Okay, so do you have a favorite restaurant in Plano?
I love Urban Rio. That's downtown, and I go there every chance I get.
Oh, my God. Do you know I've never been to Urban Rio?
You have to go.
Is that really? I've done Urban Crust. I fell in love with Urban Crust, their sister restaurant.
Yeah, it's totally different menu, and it's definitely worth trying.
Do they have a patio?
They have a rooftop, mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, I usually stay downstairs.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's a rooftop, but I don't know if it's theirs or someone else's. Okay, do you have a go-to grocery store? Yes, everybody always wants to know. People are very passionate about their grocery stores, so I just ask this question, like, are you a Kroger person, a Trader Joe's, a Tom Thumb, an Aldi?
You know, I love Market Street.
Okay, you're a Market Street girl. That's a nice place.
Especially their bakery section when you're heading towards produce. I mean, you have to stop and look at the amazing cookies and cupcakes. And
yes.
Well, awesome.
Yes. I always have to pass by the bakery section. Just sometimes I'm like, no, I'm not going to do it, but I'm just going to admire from afar the beauty of it and how delicious it all looks. Okay. Lastly, do you have a bucket list item of something that you haven't done yet or that you would recommend to a new resident of Plano?
Yeah, definitely. As we're heading into summer, checking out the Jack Carter Pool. They did renovations not too long ago. We've got a lazy river and water slides, and it's just a super fun place to go during the summer.
Oh, yeah. I'm all about the Flow Rider. I can keep a pretty good time on that wave at Jack Carter. So they've done a great job with that pool. Okay, so Karina, finally, One more time, you told us in the beginning, where can our listeners find more information about volunteering in Plano?
Go to our website, volunteersinplano.org. My contact information is there. We're a team of three, and all we do every day is talk about volunteerism. Our phone's ringing constantly, and it's just with people wanting to help. And it's an amazing program, and we're so lucky to be a part of it.
Awesome. I love it. And you guys, can I also give a shout out to Karina's LinkedIn? So if you're on LinkedIn, connect with Karina, because it's a great way to see just all the happenings. She is so involved. Her team is just so involved in bringing so much of this volunteerism to Texas and to North Texas and, of course, to Plano. So go link up with her and just stay in tune with what's happening. Karina, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for joining me on the show.
Thanks so much.